Hello?
Hello.
Bronco PD?
I am Rose. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
This is Rose. I'm with Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we're listening mm-hmm. to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. We would like to include your responses in the survey, which will keep mm-hmm. confidential. But the responses okay. are several hundred other voters.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Would you like to continue in Spanish or in English or Spanish?
English.
Okay. In which country do you currently reside?
USA.
Okay. Are you or any one of in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No, they're all law enforcement.
Okay. What gender would you describe yourself?
What gender? Male.
Gender. Oh. Think about the past November general elections for a moment. Which party candidates have you tended to vote for most often? Democrats?
Yes.
Oh. On a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not all interest and 10 meaning extremely interest, please tell me how interested are you in November general elections for President and Congress?
10.
Okay. On most issues, do you consider yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, very liberal?
I'm liberal.
Liberal, you says, right? Okay.
Yes.
Now, I would like to read you the names of several people and groups. For each one, please okay. tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or a negative impression on them. If you do not recognize the name, just say so. Here is the first one.
Okay.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
No good.
Okay, so that would be a strong negative?
Negative.
Okay. The Democratic Party?
Positive.
Okay, that would be strong positive?
A strong positive, yes.
Okay. Vice President Kamala?
Positive.
Kamala. Oh, okay. Former President Donald Trump?
No, negative. Totally.
That would be a
crazy.
Okay. No. Thank you.
That
would be a strong negative, you said, right?
A strong negative.
Okay. State Senator Morgan Lamantia?
Morgan Lamantia, I go positive.
Something somewhat positive.
Yeah, positive.
Okay. Republican candidates for state senate, Adam Hinojosa.
Positive.
Okay. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
I will say positive.
Okay. The Republican Party?
Negative.
If the elections for President of the United States was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Democrats Kamala, Republican Donald Trump, and J.D. Vance, or others?
No, it'll be Kamala. Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you. If the election of the United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Colin Allred, Democrat. Ted Brown, Libertarian. Ted Cruz, Republican. Other names, would you vote or would you not vote?
The Democrat. The first one.
Okay. For which one of the following candidates would you vote in the election for state senate from this part of Texas? Morgan Lamantia, Democrat. Robin Vargas, Green Party. Adam Hinosa, Republican. Others, or will not vote?
No, Morgan Lamantia.
Okay. Do you think Morgan Lamantia has done her job as Texas State Senator well enough to deserve re-election, or do you think it is time to give someone else a chance to do better?
No, I'll give him another chance.
Okay, to re-elect. Okay.
Re-elect.
No, I would like to read you some information from the public record and news report about the candidates for state senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information makes you much likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. Here is the first statement. Adam Hinosa supports our state's effort to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs that prey upon our communities. That would be much more likely, somewhat likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no.
Much less likely.
Much less likely, okay. The second one, Morgan Lamantia is currently campaigning against windstorm insurance rate increases, but when she had the chance to do something about it, she voted against reducing insurance rates last session. That would be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Much more likely, less likely.
Much less likely? Okay.
Yes.
Morgan Lamantia opposed making voters fraud to a felony level crime. That would be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
Most less likely.
Much less likely, you says?
Yes.
Okay. The other one, Adam Hinojosa has multiple businesses that have been sued on numerous occasions. And many of the cases were decided against Hinosa and his companies. That would be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Much less likely.
Okay. Morgan Lamantia is working against jobs in our areas by supporting overreaching federal regulation on oil and gas production in Texas. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay. Morgan Lamantia vote against ending so-called diversity programs on Texas college campuses, even though they divided students according to race and ethnicity, and teach that some race and ethnicity are superior to others. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
Most less likely.
Much less. Oh. Morgan Lamantia supported allowing local governments to mandate vaccines to require people to wear masks. This would be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
No difference.
Okay. Morgan Lamantia broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family, beer business, creating a clear conflict of interest. This would be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference.
No difference.
To prepare high school students for the job of the 21st century, Adam Hinojosa will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs for students who don't plan to attend college. This will be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference. Hello? Hello?